From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is willing to support a $100 billion climate change fund to help poorer countries. She spoke at the U.N. climate talks this morning in Denmark. NPR's David Kestenbaum is in Copenhagen.
$100 billion a year is looking like a number some major players can live with. The European Union and Ethiopia yesterday also came out with a $100 billion number, and President Obama spoke on the phone with the Prime Minister of Ethiopia this week. The United States and China are still wrangling over a different issue. Secretary Clinton said China needs to agree to open its books so the U.S. will be able to check if China is meeting its pledges to cut emissions.
We all know there are real challenges that remain in the hours left to these negotiations. And it is no secret that we have lost precious time in these past days.
President Obama is scheduled to arrive tomorrow. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Copenhagen.
The White House has announced Mr. Obama will meet with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao. The president will also meet with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The sides in the ongoing debate over the Obama administration's health care overhaul bill are increasingly digging in as time ticks down. Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson, the moderate Democrat whose opposition is currently holding up the bill, says new language on abortion does not satisfy him. Nelson told a radio audience today the current compromise does not address the fundamental issue, barring federal funding for abortions. Meanwhile, recent comments about the bill from former Democratic Party Chairman Howard Dean were criticized by the White House today. Dean has termed the current bill a victory for insurance companies and said it should be scrapped. Advisor David Axelrod says Dean's comments are based on erroneous conclusions. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke has overcome the first hurdle to his reappointment for a second term. A key Senate panel has approved his nomination on a vote of 16-7. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning was among those senators who voted against Ben Bernanke's nomination.
From monetary policy to regulation, consumer protection, transparency, and independence, Chairman Bernanke's time as Fed chair has been a failure.
The Federal Reserve chair has taken heat from many in Congress over the emergency maneuvers he took last year to save failing financial firms. But while even his supporters express reservations, many did praise Bernanke for taking action and argue that he's the best equipped to support the economic recovery. The full Senate is expected to hold a confirmation vote next month. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Wall Street Journal and the New York Post have announced plans to offer subscriptions through a new electronic reader being marketed by Japan's Sony. Papers say they plan to offer exclusive subscription deals to customers who sign up to receive the papers via the device. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 132 points. This is NPR. Top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, meeting with the heads of government who have been opposing the Taliban, says corruption within the government continues to cripple the country. Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told tribal leaders results in terms of dealing with corruption are needed now. Mullen also said the U.S. wants to turn over security operations to Afghan forces as quickly as possible, while at the same time ensuring that Kandahar, the Taliban's former regional capital, does not fall back into insurgent control. Jennifer Jones, who won an Oscar in 1940 for her role in The Song of Bernadette, has died in Los Angeles of natural causes. She was 90 years old. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
The legendary beauty starred in more than two dozen Hollywood movies, but it was one of her earliest as a French peasant girl who sees a vision of the Virgin Mary in a grotto that won her a Best Actress Oscar in 1943.
How can you, who have never felt pain, dare to say you've seen her?
I don't know why I was chosen. You are 100 times more worthy.
Jones was also nominated for her lead in A Portrait of Jenny. Eventually, her career declined as she chose to focus on her family life. Jones divorced her first husband to marry producer David O. Selznick. 5 years after Selznick's 1965 death, Jones met and wed Norton Simon, a prominent industrialist, art collector, and philanthropist. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Mortgage rates moved up a bit this week. Mortgage finance company Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was at 4.94% this week, up from 4.81% last week. The average rate on a 15-year mortgage was at 4.38%. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.